Chapter 21, Scaling Classroom Visits Across Your School and District. Leaders go first. You may not be the only or the most senior instructional leader in your school, but by being the first to develop a daily habit of classroom visits, you'll play an important role in the transformation of your school's professional culture. After you've made it a habit, it's time to scale the practice across your school's leadership team and across your professional network, whether that's a district, a diocese, a charter network, a regional service provider, or a state association. This chapter will discuss ways to scale your method of classroom visits across your school and network. Scale within your school. If you're the sole administrator in your school, you may be the only instructional leader who engages in daily classroom visits. But keep an open mind. You may find that other staff are eager to get into classrooms too, or at least willing to give it a try. Since the high-performance instructional leadership model centers on conversation and learning rather than directive feedback, it can be useful to a wide range of staff. If you have a counselor, for example, he or she may find it valuable to visit classrooms to see how specific students are doing throughout the day, and this may lead to rewarding conversations with teachers about how to best support them. If you're an instructional coach looking for more entry points into classrooms, especially when teachers are resistant or don't think they need you, you may find that the high-performance instructional leadership model strengthens relationships and leads to more in-depth coaching engagements. If your responsibilities are explicitly non-supervisory, it may help to frame your visits as a form of professional development for yourself rather than an effort to help teachers. If you're part of an administrative team, strive to get everyone on board with visiting classrooms daily. The first and most critical step is to demonstrate that it's possible by developing a consistent habit yourself. You may have already shared your intentions with your colleagues, but it's your example that will truly inspire change in others. If you're not the principal, share this book with your principal. Show how your classroom visits fit within your full schedule, and most important, show how they're impacting your relationships with teachers and your knowledge of their practice. If you are the principal, use both your example and your positional authority to make it an expectation. In collaboration with other leaders, agree to help run interference for each other, to minimize disruptions, and to ensure that everyone on your team gets into classrooms every day. This may be especially helpful to your assistant principals who bear primary responsibility for discipline. A few minutes of coverage can make all the difference. You may also find that increasing your presence in classrooms results in a reduction in office referrals. Avoid the temptation to over-specialize your administrative roles at the secondary level. Even administrators with primarily student-focused responsibilities should make daily visits to the teachers they evaluate for two reasons. First, one administrator simply can't be as effective if he or she works with two or three times the normal number of teachers. The ratio matters. Second, classroom visits provide powerful professional development and important context for teacher evaluations. Every administrator who evaluates teachers should get into classrooms every day. Each administrator should visit only the teachers they evaluate, rather than try to get around to every classroom. While it can be helpful to see a wide range of classrooms, attempting to visit too many teachers in each cycle will reduce the frequency and total number of visits for each teacher, which diminishes the potential to build stronger relationships. If you share a common vocabulary for teaching and learning, every member of your administrative team can accelerate everyone else's growth. If you're using an electronic app to take notes and write observation reports, consider sharing these documents among your team so everyone has a chance to benefit from and contribute to a common professional vocabulary, and so you can provide more consistent, higher quality written feedback. Scale across your network. To promote high-performance instructional leadership across your district, network, diocese, or association, share this book and the results you're getting. Give examples of the insights you've gained from talking with teachers after spending time in their classrooms, and explain how you've made time in your busy schedule. Your colleagues may look for unfair advantages that have allowed you to develop the habit of getting into classrooms daily, but don't let that dissuade you. Convince them that they too can visit their teachers on a daily basis. If you supervise principals and want daily classroom visits to be an expectation, don't assume it's happening. When you visit schools, of course principals will take you to visit classrooms, but that's not the goal. The goal is a daily habit, even when you're not there. You might want to use an electronic app so you have records, without requiring forms or other extra paperwork, of how often administrators are visiting classrooms. Ultimately, if you're training school leaders how to visit classrooms, setting the expectation, and monitoring the frequency of classroom visits, you'll know vastly more about their practice, and they'll know vastly more about their teachers. all of you will make better decisions and enjoy stronger relationships. Day 21 Action Challenge. Scale up your success. Contact a colleague in your school, district, or organization who would benefit from the high-performance instructional leadership model and share the successes you've experienced so far. Seek accountability in sustaining your habit of visiting classrooms daily, and work to scale the practice of visiting classrooms and talking with teachers across your organization. You may want to consider the following questions for reflection. Who will be inspired to get into classrooms if I share my success? Who will help me maintain my commitment to visit classrooms 3 times a day? Who can help this practice spread in our network or region? How can we work together to get more people on board?